I think it's good for democracy.
I'd like to see the greener issues.
The issues would be for the homeless and the farmers.
Well, they've done something, but they haven't done enough.
A few of them need to be turfed out, I think.
Hello and you're very welcome to a special edition of the Your Politics podcast. I'm David Murphy and today we're checking in on the Shannon elections and our reporter Maggie Doyle has been staying up late to see how the votes are going. Maggie, how are you?
Yeah, a little bit tired. It's been a couple of long days, to be honest. The counts have generally been going on until close to midnight for the last two nights, but that's not surprising, really, considering the number of panels there are and the number of candidates. So it's all going well. But I'm working from home, David, like many of us, and I'm working remotely and following all the action on the very, very well kept up Oireachtas News Twitter account and the Oireachtas website. And also then the individual universities have also got all of their information and everything is being live streamed. So they've all got cameras and you can watch it yourself at home and you can see all the declarations as they come in. So it's interesting doing it from the comfort of your own home.
And the other interesting thing about it is that usually with elections, you have the idea of candidates being there. They get elected. There's a big hoopla in the hall. Candidates are up on their supporters' shoulders and it's all fairly colourful. But this is slightly different, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. Candidates have been asked to stay away. Now, of course, they are legally allowed to go to a count centre, but due to the current COVID-19 situation and the social distancing measures and health and safety, they are adhering to that. They are staying away. I know that some of the bigger parties decided to sort of send one agent, let's say, to monitor situations, and then some candidates have sent an agent. So just one person might be there representing people. So yeah, absolutely limited, really, the number of people at each of the count centres. The biggest count centre, of course, is the Printworks at Dublin Castle. That's where the Oireachtas count is happening for the five different vocational panels. And you'd see it yourself when you go onto the live stream. You know, all of the staff are very well spaced out. Some of them wearing gloves, a lot of them wearing, you can see that there's a lot of hand sanitizer on the desks, and it's the same with the university counts as well. Everybody's well spaced out and obviously they're really monitoring the social distancing guidelines that are in place at the moment.
So how does it all work? There are basically these panels and people get elected to the panels. There are vocational panels like agriculture, education, culture and so forth. And then separate to that, there are two university panels. So how exactly does it work?
OK, so basically, if I start off with the panels, first of all, we've got five different vocational panels. Now, the idea is that people with knowledge of these different areas can be nominated by different bodies, but they can also be nominated by political parties. Now, the nomination process means that there's actually two different panels within each sub-panel. That makes it really complicated. But I'll start off with this one. The first one where the count was the cultural and educational panel. And that's split into two. There's five seats on that cultural and educational panel. When we say it's split into two, it's sometimes called the inner and the outer panel. So the inner panel being nominated by politicians, political parties, and the outer panel would be from bodies from outside of the political arena. I'll just give you an example for, I'm looking here now at the list of all the different names of bodies and the names of the candidates. You've got the Irish Georgian Society, the Writers Guild of Ireland, the Royal College of Surgeons, the National Youth Council of Ireland. All of these kind of organisations can nominate people. But then you've also got then members of political parties nominating for the inner panel. And then there's fewer candidates on that side of the panel because only each politician can only nominate one person. It's mostly politicians so far who have actually gained the seats because there are a huge amount of politicians looking for Shannon seats who lost their Dáil seats. So with, fairly kind of big personalities in the different political parties. So if I go back to the culture and educational panel, the likes of Sean Kine, a former government chief whip, Fine Gael, you know, quite a big personality, I suppose, within the Fine Gael party. He got in yesterday. Lisa Chambers, a Fianna Fáil Brexit spokesperson. We saw an awful lot of her over the last year and a half or so talking about Brexit. She lost her seat in the general election, a big surprise. She got into the Seanad. Also, Malcolm Byrne, another Fianna Fáil TD who lost his seat in the election, in the general election, but gained a Seanad seat. So it's turned quite political, really, in terms of who's got the seats so far.
So you mentioned there the cultural and educational panel. The other one which has had a lot of seats filled so far is the agricultural panel. Just bring us through some of the big names there. I mean, two of them, well, at least one of them that stands out is the former Sinn Féin MEP, Lynn Boylan, who lost her seat in the European elections. And that was at a time maybe when Sinn Féin wasn't doing so well in the polls, but they had a terrific general election. I guess if they ran Lynn Boylan, she would have got in. But they've now decided to run her for the Seanad, and she's got in there.
She did. And, you know, it's quite interesting because her colleague, her running mate, Gerry Murray, another Sinn Féin candidate for the Seanad, you know, he lost out. And when it came to the end of the count, Lynn Boylan was the last person to gain a seat, but to the detriment of her party colleague. But his transfers obviously boosted her and helped her gain that seat. And she, Lynn Boylan, makes it a second Seanad seat for the Sinn Féin party, because yesterday Fintan Warfield retained his Seanad seat on the cultural and educational panel. So yeah, the agricultural panel, you've got Lynn Boylan. A number of sitting senators kept their seats. For example, Victor Boyhan, he's an independent, Dennis O'Donovan, Paul Daly, Tim Lombard, Paddy Burke, they all kept their seats. Maria Byrne, a Fine Gael senator, lost out. Now, it could be due to the fact that, again, there was a heavy hitter, I suppose, within the Fine Gael party looking to get a Seanad seat. That was Michael Darcy, the Wexford TD, the former Minister for State. And, you know, he, quite shockingly, I suppose, lost his Dáil seat, and he gained a Seanad seat today, but possibly to the detriment, like I say, of his colleague Maria Byrne, who loses her Seanad seat because of that. He's been in the Seanad before, actually, so he's gone between the Dáil and the Seanad a few times. So you know, he's a politician, I suppose, who's been around a long time, and I'm sure very pleased to be back in the Oireachtas today.
So the other one, Maggie, is the Labour panel. So the counting for that is going on at the moment, but what's the update there?
Well, the update there is that there's three of the 11 seats on the Labour panel filled. Fine Gael's Gerry Buttermer, very well-known senator who's been there quite a while. He was elected on the first count with 105,000 votes. And then Waterford Fine Gael councillor John Cummins, he took the second seat. And Robbie Gallagher, Fianna Fáil, he took the third seat. I'll just give you a quick breakdown, actually, just totting it up by my rudimentary calculations.
Yeah.
It looks like it's seven seats each for Fine Gael and for Fianna Fáil right now. So they're pretty equal. Sinn Féin has two. The Green Party have one because Senator Pippa Hackett retained her seat in the agricultural panel. Labour have one. That's Annie Hoey, a councillor for the Labour Party. She's the first Labour senator, and then an independent has one. So, and Sinn Féin two, like I mentioned. So the Labour panel counting is ongoing. The Oireachtas count took a little bit of a short break there for tea just a little while ago, but they'll be picking up again. So we will follow that with interest to see who's going to get there. There was a couple of interesting characters who again lost their seats in the general election looking to get onto the Labour panel. Pat Casey, Fianna Fáil former TD for Wicklow, and Shane Castles, another former Fianna Fáil TD for Meath West. Shane is not looking too bad, but Pat Casey is down the line a little bit in terms of the numbers at the moment. But it's fascinating, David, because it's all down to the transfers, really. And, you know, when a candidate is excluded, you're looking to see what party they're from, because obviously their transfers then can help somebody else in their party get that bump up and potentially get elected.
Now, we've also got two universities where they've got a much larger electorate, and that means a lot more votes, and that also means it's going to take longer to count. One of them is the NUI panel. So this is the graduates from UCD, UCC, UCG, and also Maynooth, they would be voting on that. So just bring us through what's going on with that NUI panel. I think it has three seats in it, doesn't it?
That's right. Three seats in the NUI panel and the Trinity panel. The NUI panel, they announced at about lunchtime that the independent Senator Ronan Mullen was re-elected. So he reached the quota on the first count, the quota being 9,530 votes. And then on the third count, another sitting senator, independent Michael McDougall, he also got through. So two out of those three seats are filled. We're waiting on the third seat. It looks likely that the third incumbent, Alice Mary Higgins, will get that. Now, she's at the moment on nearly 5,000 votes. She has some way to go. And the only other person that's close to her is Ruth Coppinger. Now, Ruth Coppinger, of course, the former Solidarity TD, she lost her Dáil seat in the general election. She's currently in fourth place. She's on just over 3,500 votes. So look, it might be closer than I'm saying now, but this would all come out, I suppose, in the next couple of hours or so. And then the Trinity panel, we've got nobody elected yet. However, David, breaking news and all that we are, I can tell you that I've just had a notification to say it looks like David Norris will retain his seat. So that's the Senator David Norris, the independent senator. Looks like he'll be the first in onto the Trinity panel. And again, three seats there. We do know that Labour's Ivana Bacik and independent Senator Lynn Ruan, they're also looking good. And the fourth person who might potentially be in with the running there is the former rugby international Hugo McNeil. But he's down the line a little bit in terms of votes at this moment. So that's it with the university panels.
Okay, Maggie Doyle, thanks very much for joining us. If you enjoyed the podcast, please subscribe and leave a review. And we'll talk to you again soon.